From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Darker Than Night by Owl Going Back. Now let's begin with the prologue. Night came once again to the countryside. It moved over the land like a hungry beast, chasing away the fading embers of a setting sun. It filled the forest and covered the road with darkness, scurrying up the driveway to press its cold, black nose against the windows of an old farmhouse. Vivian Martin stepped back from her living room window, fearful of the night that pressed against the glass, afraid of what dangers the darkness might contain. She stood in the center of a room where lamps and candles burned brightly, pushing back the night with their bright amber glow. It was a room painted a hideous dark green by those who did not fear the darkness as she did, preferring instead to ridicule an old woman rather than to help her. She turned away from the window and looked around. Somewhere in the living room were a sofa and two chairs, but they lay hidden beneath a cluttering of boxes and bags. The coffee table and most of the floor were also lost from view, leaving only a narrow pathway to navigate across the room from the windows to the hallway. The rest of the rooms on the lower level of the house were equally cluttered, as were those upstairs. A month ago, or maybe it was last year, she had sorted through dozens of boxes and bags, hoping to reduce some of the mess. But she just could not find anything that she was willing to throw away. Certainly.